Chevy Equinox with forward collision alert, automatic emergency braking, and available all-wheel drive. It's my ultimate mobile device. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule a test drive. Chevy Equinox. It's your choice. Own it.
The other news from today that I thought was huge in the business world, my radio career, at least on the on-air side, started at WLBK 1360 AM in DeKalb, Illinois, which is huge news, Steve. Don't you? You were a listener to me on LBK.
Absolutely, I listened when I was up in Milwaukee.
Yeah, right. You. That was. I mean, it was some big time stuff here. So I fell in love with DeKalb. I would. You know, I had a roommate out there. I would sleep. You know, and then I had two roommates here. Kind of lived the dual life, but I would be driving out at 4 a.m, smell the manure, getting out there. There was nothing like it. And then DeKalb in the news today, $800 million data center Facebook is going to put in DeKalb, Illinois, which I think is huge. And we have the DeKalb mayor Jerry Smith on the line right now. Jerry, this is a huge day for you guys, right? This is a big deal,
Marcus. Yeah, it really is. It really is. I got to add too that I'm an LBK alum too.
Are you really? In what way, Jerry?
Well, when I was going to school in the early '60s, I joined LBK as a part timer in '63, and did a lot of little part time work for them until I graduated from NIU in 1966. So I'm a proud WLBK alum. I'm glad to join you today.
Well, and I'm glad to have you. How did this come to be, Jerry? What kind of background can you give us on why Facebook is choosing the DeKalb area for this data center? $800 million. It's going to provide some jobs. It's a good thing for DeKalb.
Well, I'll tell you, we are so proud to have this announcement made today, Mark, because it's been a process, as most of these major developments do. I think Facebook was looking for a community that looked upon economic development in a very, very positive way. I think they were looking at a site much like some of their other data centers across the country are situated, in a community that isn't necessarily in the middle of a large metropolitan area, but in this instance is very, very close to a major metropolitan area like Chicago, and a community that has a diversity of workforce, a diversity of population, plenty of land, you know, that they're going to develop this on the south edge of the city of DeKalb. As you're well aware, we have a great educational institution. It's including Northern Illinois University. What a great synergistic relationship that's going to turn out to be between NIU and Facebook. And, you know, I also think they looked at another big company, Ferrara Candy, which announced that they were coming out here. The walls are already going up near that very, very same site that Facebook is going to be. So I think they looked at the collaborative nature of folks and organizations and the county and the city of DeKalb and said, you know, this is a community that really, really makes sense for Facebook.
Now, I don't know how good you are on the environment here, Jerry. And by the way, top five places to go in DeKalb. The Junction, is that still there, Jerry? The Junction is one of the most, just a great place for us.
Absolutely. The Junction is an institution. As a matter of fact, the Junction is just across the parking lot from Pizza Villa, which is another institution in DeKalb, you may recall. And so, no, they're going very, very well. You know, they, like a lot of businesses all over the world, have been impacted big time by COVID. Yeah. But the Junction will survive, and as is the case with a lot of businesses, and especially restaurants, that you know, were able to exhibit some creativity, some imagination, and with that, a lot of them have gotten through this COVID scenario.
Well, it says here, Jerry, that this particular project, 505 acres, as you mentioned, the southeast corner of DeKalb, Gurler and Peace Roads, 80%, it's going to use 80% less water than other data centers. Now, do you understand why that would be? How do they know how much water they're going to use, Jerry? I'm a little confused.
That is an excellent question, and I do not know the answer to that. I think that from what I understand, Facebook has historically, since they built their data centers, you know, they have 16 of these now across the world, yep. 12 in the United States. I think they've looked to be socially conscious, environmentally conscious. And so, again, another reason you'd ask me why they chose DeKalb, Illinois, at that particular location, we have tremendous access to the tollway 88. We have tremendous access to both electrical and gas power. We worked very, very closely with our water reclamation district, which is going to be involved in moving the area out there, as they did with the Chicago West, a business park, for the Ferrara candy development. So what some of the environmental specifics as it relates to the water usage, you know, I can't answer that today.
Yeah, I didn't think you could, Jerry, but you seem like, look, you're a WLBK alum. I figured I'd put you on the, I'd put you on the hot seat, see if you could handle the water question. Let me ask you this last one here. The Tribune writing today, in 2019, Illinois lawmakers approved a data center tax incentive to attract technology companies. Among the requirements, companies must invest at least $250 million in a facility and hire at least 20 full-time employees over 5 years to qualify for the program. It says your Facebook has not applied for the state's incentive program. Do you have any idea if that incentive program was one of the reasons why they wanted to come to Illinois?
Well, I know that the state was certainly involved. We worked very, very close with two of our local representatives, namely Tom Demmer and Jeff Kiker. Tom's from Dixon. Jeff's from right nearby here in Sycamore. And I know that Jerry Krasinski, on whose Chicago West development this ultimately became reality, worked very, very closely with the state. And he's got, his knowledge of what some of the incentive packages might be. So, again, this is just another one of those reasons, another one of those collaborative efforts. I was glad to see the governor was contacted, and he did a little video as part and parcel of a video presentation that Facebook put out. I don't know if you've seen that, Mark, but it's very impressive to see so many organizations, so many political parties come together to make this happen in a community that you can empathize. Is such a nice place to live, work, and raise a family in DeKalb, Illinois. And you know, this we would hope will be the stepping stone for even some more high tech developments here in the city of DeKalb.
DeKalb Mayor Jerry Smith, and you speak the truth, Jerry. I always looked at it like, you're not too far from Chicago. Prices are pretty good. It's a nice community. You've got a university. Not a bad place to spend a lifetime if you want to, you know, if you're willing to be a little bit further out, and you get a lot of benefits from being in DeKalb. Jerry, continue doing great job out there, and thank you for jumping on today. All right,
Mark, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
It is my pleasure. DeKalb Mayor Jerry Smith.